Today's daf is Shavuos daf Chaf Hey. We left off in daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We're right in the middle of an inyan, so let's start again from the beginning of that inyan. We're discussing the concept of Isser Kolel as it applies to a Shavua, and the difference between Isser Kolel when it's Bamei Atzmo versus Isser Kolel when it's man made Isser Kolel. So the Gemara had pointed out that there is a teaching that a person is Ochel Achila Achas, and you could be Chayav four chataos and one karbanashim. There is such a brisa that you could eat one bit of food, one kazayis of food, and be chayav four chataos and one karbanashim. And we said the example is, how do you win such an avera contest? A person who's tamei, who eats chaylev, which happens to also be nosar, and it's hegdish, so the fact that he's tamei is a problem, and it's Yom HaKippurim. And Rameir says, if it was Shabbos and Hotzio, so then yeah, and he's carrying it outside on Shabbos, so then you have an additional Isser to throw on top of the list as well. So the Chacham said to Rameir, well, we're not concerned about the carrying on Shabbos part, because we're talking about Isurim that relate to Achila. But the Gemara said, okay, so from here you see a Raya, that Im Isa, if it were true that you say Isser Kolel, by an Isser Haba Me'atzmo, Mishkach Zachamesh, you could have come up with a fifth Isser that he's violating, with a fifth Karban Chat. How so? Go chamar shvua shelo ochel tamarim v'chelev migu dechayla tamarim chayla nami achelev. He could have taken a shvua that he's not going to eat lemushel dates and also chelev, right? Meaning you can't just say he took a shvua that he's not going to eat chelev, because a shvua that he's not going to eat chelev is not going to be chal. He's mushpav yom in Me'er Sinai in regards to chelev. But you could have said he took a shvua that he's not going to eat stam any davar amotur. The Gemara just uses tamarim as the example. Plus chaylev, so then you're going to say that if you hold a visser kolel when it's an isra abame atzmo, so then you're going to say that since the shvuah is chal on the isser on the tamarim, so mil it's going to be chal on the chaylev as well, and then eating that chaylev will be a separate isser, a violation of a shvuah as well. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Now before we get to the Gemara's answers, the Gemara is going to provide six answers to this kasha between here and the Mishnah on Chafei Amud Aleph. Before we even get to the answer of the Gemara, the Maritz Chayis has the following ha'ara. The Maritz Chayis points out that near Be'enai, Hadlo Kashalei, why does the Gemara not raise the following question? Forget about a Sokolel, and a guy taking a Shavua that he's asking on himself, Tamarim and Chelev. There's another way to say it, another possibility that you can come up with, that it's going to be in this Shavua. Hadlo Kashalei Dimshkachas Nami, Dinishva Ala Chelev Shu Yochel Chatzi Shir, Dechal Shavua. Why don't you just say, the guy took a Shavua on Chatzi Shir of Chelev. So now when he eats, that shvuah is definitely going to be chal, because Midar Raisa he's also to eat a full shir of Chelev. So say that there's going to be an Isra on a chatzi, that he took a shvuah on a chatzi shir of Chelev, and that will be the additional Isser. So says Maritz Chayis, Mikan Yesh Raya L'Shitas Rashi, Reish Perek Basra de Yuma. This is a Raya to Rashi Shita in the beginning of the last Perek of Maseches Yuma, where Rashi says that someone who's Mefarish chatzi shir, Hainu Hechi Delo Achol Rak chatzi shir. When do you violate the Isser of a shavua on a chatzi shir? That's only if all you eat is a chatzi shir. Aval nishbal chatzi shir iser va'achal shir shalem. But let's say you take a shavua on a chatzi shir of an iser, of something that's a lo sase to eat, and then you go ahead and you eat a shir shalem, you don't need a chatzi shir, you eat a full shir. So ain shvua chala d'kvar mushpav yomidhu. That's not considered a violation of the shvua, because the shvua was never chal on the full shir. The shvua was only chal on the chatzi shir, because you're already mushpav yomid on the full shir. And over here we have to be talking about that you ate a full kazayis, because otherwise you wouldn't have a chi of chatas for all the other achilos, for eating chaylev and for eating muktashin, etc. For all the other things, it has to be that you ate a kazayis shalem. That has to be the hechitimtza in the case. So that's why we don't come up with the idea that the guy took a shavua on a chatzi shir. It turns out very ironic that a person eats a chatzi shir, he's in violation of his shavua. If he eats a full shir, he's not in violation of his shavua, because the legabe, the full shir, the shavua wasn't chal. Now, l'chor, if you say Isser Kolel, so that's the Gemara's kasha, that if you say Isser Kolel, then once the Isser is going to be chal on something, once the Shavuah is going to be chal on something, it should also be chal on eating a full shear of Chelev. So why don't we say, l'chor, we should be able to say Isser Kolel here. So the Gemara's going to have six answers. Answer number one, we already read yesterday. Ki katani Isra b'me'elav, Isra b'me'atzmo lo katani. That the Brisa, when it talks about all the different Isurim and the Karbanos that you could possibly have to bring, is talking about isurim that come on their own, not man-made isurim that you created for yourself. If you created the isur for yourself, it's not eligible to be mentioned there. I vare hekdish. What about hekdish? That's something you create for yourself, and an item doesn't come into the world as hekdish. You make it hekdish. Answers the Gemara. Well, some items do come into the world as hekdish. But b'char the kedushas omerechem. A b'char is born hekdish. The firstborn animal is born hekdish, and therefore it's considered something that happens by itself. It's not something that you've done. Okay. Answer number two. Iba yisema. Why do we not have shavua on the list of the various karbanos that you're going to be chayiv with your achila achas? Ki katani midi delas le'she'ela. Shavua de'is le'she'ela lo katani. The list only includes things that you can't do she'ela on. Shavua you could do she'ela, and therefore it doesn't make it onto the list. Frak the Gemara, really? Things that you can do she'ela on do not make it onto the list? Vare hekdish, what about hekdish? Made it onto the list even though you could do she'ela on it. So answers the Gemara, hok minin b'b'char. No, remember, we said we're not just talking about any hekdish, we're talking about b'char. B'char is not subject to she'ela. Right, as Rashi says, in terms of she'ela, he says, vare hekdish in the first wide line, she'bal yidei neder v'kol nedarim yeshla and she'ela. The whole question about hekdish having she'ela is that hekdish is made through nedarim. It's made through your own dibur. And anything that's made through Nedarim has She'ela. So that's the Gemara's answer. Then no, we said we're talking about Bechar. That's a type of Hegdish that does not have She'ela because it doesn't come through Nedarim. Now, Mitzvah Yisun points out there is a sheet of Beishamai that holds that there is no She'ela Behegdish. Why doesn't the Gemara just say that this price is assuming like Beishamai that ain't She'ela Behegdish? So the truth is, you could have said, we'd rather not say that the price is going like Beishamai. We'd rather say that it's going like the Beis Hillel, even like the way we would Paskin. But Mitzvah Yisun says, anyway, it would be it wouldn't be a viable answer to say that it's going like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai also holds Ein She'ela B'Shavua. So when you say that we're leaving off things that are Isa B'She'ela, and that's why we don't mention Shavua, you're already assuming not like Beis Shammai. Our very answer is assuming not like Beis Shammai. Also, in terms of the answer over here, when it says Hu'akminin B'Bechar, that we already said that our Mishnah is talking about Bechar, and that's why She'ela is not a concern for us, right? Because Bechar is less of a She'ela. All the Achronim point out, the Cheshek Shlomo, the Achronim in the back of the Gemara, Cheshek Shlomo and the Mitzvah Yisun, they point out that there's a Tosos in the third parak of Maseches Krisos in Daf Yud Gimel, where it says, even though Shavua is Isle She'ela, it's not mentioned, and Hegdish is mentioned, the difference between Shavua and Hegdish is that you're right, both are subject to She'ela, but when it comes to Hegdish, it's only subject to She'ela for a short period of time. Once it's Nishchat and Nizrak Damo, Kilchaso, it's no longer subject to She'ela. So the Mitzvah Yisun points out, Kvarnis Ba'er Bekama Sifrei Achronis Manenu B'Tuv Tam Hasugi D'Shmaitin D'Lokai Mahati. Says all the Achronim are bothered. Why doesn't our Gemara say that? When our Gemara says that we're trying to stay away from things that are Isa B'Sheila, why is Hegdish on the list? Hegdish is also Isa B'Sheila. Why doesn't our Gemara answer very simply, instead of saying that we're dealing with Bechar, say very simply that Hegdish is not Isa B'Sheila for very long. As soon as you Shecht it and Razorik Dam, it's no longer subject to She'ela. And also, why does the Gemara over there not say like we said? Why does the Brice over there, the Tosos rather over there, not say like our Gemara says over here? It says v'tam shebesugi dahasam nadi miukimto deshmaitin duukimna la bebuchar mevura pi devrayim bechulin dikel mandiyamer dein miila ela baola v'katche bedekabayis bulvad v'alibei alkark lekel shuni bebuchar. That if you hold there's no miila other than by an ola and katche bedekabayis, then there's not going to be miila by a bechar. Then you understand why the Tosos over there would rather not say it's talking about Bechar. So each Ukimta, the Tosus and Mesechas, Krisos, and our Gemara's Ukimtas, for there are reasons why they don't want to go like each other, why neither possibility comes up in the other Mara Makom. Okay, answer number three in the Gemara, says the Gemara, Iba Yaseima, another reason why Shavua is not on the list of the Averos that you could violate through that single Achila, Ki Katani Karban Kavua, Karban Alav Yored Lo Katani, we're only talking about things that you're Chayev a Karban Kavua for, a set set carbon, carbon alviyarid, carbon that could be a different type of carbon based on how much money you have, isn't being listed in this brisa. So that's why we don't mention the violation of the shvua. Frakta Gemara, Hare Tamei Shachlas HaKodesh, the carbon alviyarid, who? When a Tamei eats Kodesh, that's also carbon alviyarid, and that's mentioned. So what do you mean we're not mentioning carbon alviyarid? Answers the Gemara, Bin Nasi, V'Rabbi Eliezer, Hidam Nasi, maybe Seir. We're talking about a Nasi, and a Nasi who's Tamei, who eats Kodesh, brings a carbon kavua. He does not bring carbon alviyarid. So that's the Ukimta, that's what we must be speaking about in that Brisa. Answer number four, Rav Ashi Amar Kikatani Midi Dechayla Kishir Shvua, Kishir Shvua Dechayla Pachs Mikshir Lo Katani. No, we're only mentioning things in the Brisa that are Chal on a Shir Shalin, that are only going to be Chal on a full Kazayas. All these Yisurim that we talk about, the Yisra of Achilas Chelev, and all these Yisurim that we're talking about, of Achilas Nosar, Tamei Shochel Kodesh, are all Shiurei Achila. They're all only if you eat a full Kazayas. But a Shavua is Chal even on Pachos Mikshir, and that's why we don't mention Shavua. We don't mention things that are Chal even on Pachos Mikshir. Frankly, Gemara, really? Harei Hegdish? Hegdish could be Chal on even less than a Kazayas? And says Gemara, no, Hegdish also has a Shir, it's just a different Shir. Habi'in and Shavapruta. Hegdish has a Shir of a Pruta, just not a Kazayas. It's not an amount of an Achila, it's the amount of value of the item in order for it to be Hegdish. But it absolutely does have a Shir. Answer number five, three lines from the bottom, Chavdalad and Bay. Ravashi may avirya amar Rabbi Zera ki katani zdona kares zdona lav lo katani. We're only mentioning those averos that if you were to do them b'mezid you would be chayev kares. But things that if you were to do them b'mezid would only be a losase, like shavua, are not mentioned in that brisa. Frak the Gemara again. Look back at what's listed there. Vare asham dizdona lav v'katani. What about the asham? We said yichayv an asham echad. The asham is something that if you were to do it b'mezid, meaning the asham mi'ila, the violation of mi'ila, if you were to do mi'ila b'mezid, it would be a lav, and it would not be kares. And nevertheless, it makes the list. So how come shvua can't make the list? Says the Gemara b'chatos karmina. No, we're talking in the world of chataos, because we said yichayv four chataos and one asham. So you're right, the one asham happens to be something that if you were to do it b'mezid, it would only be a lav. But in the world of chataos, we're only mentioning those chataos that if you were to do it b'mezid, would be a chiyuv kares and would not be a lav. So says the Gemara, final answer. Number six, Ravina Amar, Kikotani midi dechayla midi de barachilahu, Shvua dechayla midi de lav barachilahu, lo katani. We're only listing things that could be chal only on edibles. Shavua is an isser that's chal not only on an edible, it's chal even on things that are not edible. Meaning you could take a shavua on anything. You could take a shavua not to eat something, but you could also take a shavua on anything. You could take a shavua not to eat, or you could take a shavua not to sleep, not to walk, not to... You could take a shavua on any activity or anything. And therefore, it's not going to be listed because we're only listing those things that yesh ochel achila achas. You could eat one achila and be chayiv for so many different things. So we're trying to focus on those Isurim that are specifically and limited to Isurei Achila. Shavua is much more expansive than just Isurei Achila. Frak the Gemara, but what about Hegdish? Very Hegdish, Techayel Nami Yaitzim Vavanim. Hegdish is chal on anything. It's not only chal on edibles, and nevertheless, it is listed. Elaki katani dechayel amidi de ispa mashasha shvua dechayel amidi de laspe mashasha gon sheishan v'shloishan lo katani. So it sounds like either you could say this is a seventh answer or this is a reformulation of Ravina's answer, however you want to say it, that we're only mentioning things that are chal on things of substance, right? On objects of substance. A shvua is chal even on things that don't have any mamish, as we're going to see soon in the Mishnah. A shvua is chal on anything. For instance, you can say that I will sleep, but I won't sleep. That's not something of substance. You can't put your finger, you can't hold what that is, sleeping, not sleeping. So since it's chal on a shvua is going to be chal even on things that are less be mashasha, therefore it's not mentioned along with the rest. Frekt Tosfos, Tap Tosfos, El Kiktani Mid Dechayla Mid Dibar Mashasha, Tema, Dibasov Makos Teka Amar Velichshav Nami Kegon Da Amar Shvua Shalo Echrosh B'Yomtov. The Gemara Meseches Makos, as Daniel pointed out yesterday after the Shir, the Gemara Meseches Makos says that in the Mishnah, actually, it says over there that there's a way for a person to be Choresh Telem Echad, to plow one row in a field, V'chayev Alav Mishum Shmona Lavim, and he could violate 8 separate lavim for plowing one row in the field. And the Gemara says, why doesn't it mention a 9th lav, that if you took a shvua beforehand that you're not going to plow on Yantuf, that you're over on that shvua as well? So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about over there that the Tan over there must hold that there's no such concept of Isra Kolel, and therefore the shvua is not going to be chal, since it's already usher to plow on Yantuf, even if you took a shvua not to plow ever, since it's already usher to plow on Yantuf, the shvua is not going to be chal vis-a-vis Yantif. He doesn't hold of just because of Isra Kolel that it's going to be chal. That's the answer the Gemara gives over there, right? So Frek tells us Tema the Besov Makos the Kamar V'Lichshav Nami Kon Damer Shvur Shloach Rosh B'Yamtov V'Dachak LeMeimar Haytana Lesley Isra Kolel. The Gemara is Dochak to come up with this answer that the Tana in the Mishnah in Maseches Makos must not hold of the concept of Isra Kolel V'Lishni Ki Hacha Dolok Tani Midi Dechayla Midi Dlabar Mashasha. Why don't we just give the answer we give over here? Shavua isn't mentioned in the Mishnah Makos. Why don't we say because we're not mentioning things that are less be mashasha, just like we say over here? Meaning Tosa seems to be assuming this is a much better answer. Says Tosa, Yeshlomar Dadif Minei Mishani Hasam. No, the answer is much better over there. That answer of that the Mishnah in Maseches Makos must be assuming that we don't hold the Visra Kolel is a better answer than the Mishnah not addressing that which is less be mashasha. The Rashash points out in the name of Rabbi Kiva Eger that Tosos says Kasha and his Teretz, it's very unclear what changed between the Kasha and the Teretz. Right? The Kasha was, why is the Tan over there Dachik Lameimar? Why is the Gemara over there Dachik Lameimar? Why is the Gemara over there Dochak to say, not like our answer of Lesbe Mashasha, and Dochak to say this much worse answer, which it's assuming is a much worse answer of that the Tana doesn't hold the Vinisar Kolel, and then what's his answer? No, that's not a worse answer, that's a better answer. What do you mean? Why did you think it was a worse answer to begin with, and why do you now think it's a better answer? The Tosfos is low move on. You can't understand what's going on in the Kasha and the Teretz of the Tosfos. So I didn't get a chance to look up the Rabbi Kiveger, but over here in the Biurei Adaf, he quotes Rabbi Kiveger, so I didn't see it inside, but it's Rabbi Kiveger in the Tshuva, who writes as follows, according to the Biurei Adaf. He says, "Mitaritz Rabbi Kiveger, Sheba emes al kushis ha-gemarashom, she'omar atana gamkin chiv mishum nishma shal yachrosh b'yomtov." On the actual Kasha that the Gemara asks over there, that it says that why don't we say that you have an additional Isser to list in the Mishnah that you violated the Shavua as well. Right, it's definitely better to say that the Tana is only listing things that are chal on davar sheish ba mamish exclusively, and a shvua is chal on things that are in ba mamish. Elisha be'emes. So the truth is, while that's a better teretz in its own right, but al tirud zeh yesh lahakshos od. Problem is, there's a follow-up question on that teretz. Meaning, in terms of what would you rather say? Would you rather say that a mishnah is going only aliba dechad tana, only aliba according to the tana that doesn't hold the visra kolel, or would you rather say that the mishnah is going according to everybody? It's just limiting its list of averos, because when it's coming up with an avera list, it could come up with hotzah b'shabbos and all the others also. It could come up with dozens of averos. You have to limit your list in some way. So it's a much better teretz to say that it's limiting the list, and that was Tosfos Kashi. You'd much rather say that we're not limiting who the author could be, but that whoever the author is, perforce, is limiting what's going to be included on the list. Problem is, if it would have said the teretz of our Gemara, that we're just limiting the list to things that are ispe mamish, then yesh lahakshos od madua lo kasav hatana sham shemischayv mishum neder gon shomer konam al chrishas yom tov v'chol. We could have had a follow up question. Why don't you also say that it's a nisim neder that could be chal? Shah neder ain't chal dvarm shein behem mamish, because neder is going to be chal on things that are ain't behem mamish. Meaning, you want to say, oh, we don't want to mention things that are ain't behem mamish. Well, neder is chal on things that are neder is not chal on things that are ain't behem mamish. So neder could have been mentioned in the Mishnah. You don't want to mention shvur, but you should have mentioned neder. The ef shor l'taritz tirat zeh, and therefore this teretz wouldn't work over there. And therefore, it's better over there to say Isser Kolel. So that's what Tos means in the answer. Tos says the Gemara gives a better answer, not a better answer inherently, but a better answer in terms of whether there could be a follow-up question or not. Now, in regards to to our Gemara, we're not going to say that that we're not, just not holding a Visser Kolel, right? In our Gemara, the Tana, the Tana was speaking about Chiyuve Karban and not about Chiyuve Malkus. So you can't ask from Neder because there's no Karban on Neder. So Neder would not have been a viable follow-up question in regards to our Gemara. So our Gemara sticks with what in fact is the better answer, that we'd rather not say it's going only according to the Shita that doesn't hold the Visser Kolel. It's going even according to the Shita that does hold the Visser Kolel. Shmua doesn't make the list because it's Chal even on things that are less be Mashasha. Neder isn't Chal on things that are less be Mashasha. Neder doesn't make our list anyway because there's no chiv karban on neder. So that's how Rabbi Kivager says, that's what the pshat in Tosfos. So much depth in just a simple shakla vitaria of Tosfos. Okay, says the Mishnah, new Mishnah, Chafei Amar Aleph, Echad Dvarim Shal Atzma V'Echad Dvarim Shal Acherim, whether it's things pertaining to yourself or things pertaining to other people, the Shavua could be Chalon. Echad Dvarim Shish Ben Mamish V'Echad Dvarim Shein Ben Mamish, whether it's things of substance or things that are not of substance. What does that mean, not of substance? So Rashi points out, and all the Rishonim point out, based on the Gemara, Trei Gavni Mashma, that there are two modes of Ein Behen Mamish. Number one, Shein Ben Mamish Gon Shina, U'Mashma Shein Ben Hanaya, Trei Gavni, Mashma Shein Ben Mamish Kigon Shina, U'Mashma Shein Ben Hanaya Kigon Shezuk Sroliyam. One is Ein Ben Mamish in that there is no substance that it's Chal on, like sleeping. Sleep is not something, it's an activity, but it's not something, it's not Chal on any object. And then there's Ein Ben Mamish, meaning that there's no benefit whatsoever in doing it, like throwing a rock into the ocean. So that is, a rock is something substantial, the ocean is something substantial, but throwing a rock into an ocean is senseless. So Ein Ben Mamish can mean something that that's not physical, doesn't have any, is not physically substantial, or it could be something that's not that's senseless, that's insubstantial in a nonsensical way. So Ketzad, what's the example of what we're talking about in our Mishnah? We just said Shavua Kabichal on yourself, on Acherim. Yesh v'mamish, ein v'mamish, what are we talking about? Shavua she'etein l'ishploni v'shlo etein. Person takes a shavua that he's going to give something to ishploni, or that he's not going to give something to ishploni. She'nasati v'shlo nasati, or he takes a shavua about what he has done already. That I gave something to ishploni, or that I have not given something to ishploni. She'ishan v'shlo ishan, that I will sleep or I will not sleep. She'yashanti v'shlo yashanti, or that I did sleep or did not sleep. She'ezrok shal liyam v'shlo ezrok, that I will throw a rock into the ocean, or I will not throw a rock, shizarakti, vishalozrakti, or I did throw a rock or did not throw a rock. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Einu Chayiv Elala Asadava. Rabbi Shmuel says, now for a Shavua, you're only going to be Chayiv about future events. Shnemer La Ra'u Lehetiv. Because the Pasuk, when it talks about Shavua's Bitoy, specifically says about future events. It says that you take a Shavua, La Ra'u Lehetiv, means to do positive or negative in the future, not past tense. Amla Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva says, Im Kain, Ein Li El Advarm Sheish Ben Hara V'Atava. You're going to limit yourself to that phrase, La Ra'u Lehetiv, so then maybe it has to be something that has a positive and a negative. Davar Shein Ben Hara V'Atav Minayin. How do I know to include even things that are not shaykh to a flip side, that don't have both a positive and a negative, that only have one way of saying it? Amar Lo, Mi Riboy HaKasuf. So Rabbi Shmuel says, no, that I know from the Riboy of the Pasuk, that the Pasuk goes out of its way to say L'chol HaShayivta. So when it says L'chol HaShayivta, so that comes to include L'chol HaShayivate rather Ha'adam B'Shvua, anything that a person is Mivate, so that comes to include something that doesn't have Hara'a V'Atava. So Rabbi Kiva says, look, if you're going to include even things that don't have Hara'a V'Atava, so you should include things about the past tense as well. If the Pasuk says L'chol HaShayivate, it means literally L'chol HaShayivate. There's no reason to limit it any further. Now, in terms of just the format of the Mishnah over here, the Mishnah says, Echad Varm Shalatzma V'Echad Varm Shalacherim, and then it starts to give examples. Ketzad, what are examples of this? And what's the first example we give? She'atein L'ish Ploni, that I'm going to give to so-and-so. Now that is shalachir, right? That's not shalatzmo. Why would we start with that example? In our, when we were giving the generalities in the Mishnah, the rules, we said shalatzmo first, and then we said shalachirim. So why, when we're giving the actual cases, would we start with the case of shalachirim? Not only that, sometimes you'll say, okay, we start with listing from that which we mentioned last. Well, the last thing we mentioned was Ein Behen Mamish. Sha'etin Lishploni is not in Ben Mamish, it's Yesh Ben Mamish. So it's not even off the last thing that we were discussing. So that's the Kash of the Poros Yosef. If you recall, this is, we had a very similar idea all the way back on Daf Gimel. And Daf Gimel Tosos discussed Pasuk B'Shvuos from Mefarish Shidios, that the Mishnah starts out in the beginning of the Masechta Shvuos Shtayim Shein Arba, and then when the Mishnah starts giving examples, it's about Yedios. So why does it do that? So Tosos don't say Demina Salik, because Yedios is the last thing we mentioned, and that's what we're Mefarish Bereisha, right? He says don't say. Where is it? He says, "Don't say Dimina Salik Mefarish Bereisha Dami Maros Negayim Kasalik," because the actual last thing mentioned in the first mission was not Shavuos; it was Maros Negayim. It was not Yedios Hatam; it was Maros Negayim. So you don't mention, you don't start giving examples from just some random middle idea that we mentioned. You either start with the beginning or you start with the end. So says the Poros Yosef, "Ef Shalomer Mishum Tedvarim Shalatzmo Kvar Mufurish Leel Shalochel VeShalochel Veim Sarach Lefarish Shalochel Achayim V'Shein V'Mamish." Tedvarim Shalatzmo we sort of explained already. We've had discussions about Shalochel VeShalochel. It's Shalachirim that we haven't really discussed, and that's why the Tana mentions something that hasn't been discussed in Mishnayos yet, and that's what it picks up from. So it is the first item of business because it's the first item that we haven't previously discussed. Okay, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Chomer b'nedarim b'shvuos, chomer b'shvuos b'nedarim. In a certain sense, nedarim more chomer than shvuos, and in a certain sense, shvuos are more chomer than nedarim. How so? Chomer b'nedarim shan nedarim chalim al dvar mitzvah gezar rishus, mashem ken b'shvuos. Nedarim are more chomer, because nedarim are chal even on a dvar mitzvah. Shvuos are not chal on a dvar mitzvah. Chomer b'shvuos, shan shvuos chalz al davar shem ha-mamish, ke davar sheyesh ba-mamish mashem ken b'nedarim. Now, by shvuos, shvuos are going to be chal on davar shein ba-mamish as well, whereas nedarim are not. Nedarim are only chal on a davar sheyesh b'mamish. Now this idea that nedarim are chal on dvar mitzvah k'dvar shos, Tos points out that in the second paragraph of Masechta Nedarim, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, midichsiv la'Hashem. And he points out that in Masechta Nazir, daf hey, the Gemara learns it, that in regards to Nazirus, that it's chal, that Nazirus could be chal even on a dvar mitzvah, from the fact that yayin is aser, yayin v'shechur yazir, lasser yayin mitzvah ki yayin arishos. That the Gemara darshins, you see that even yayin mitzvah is aser, even yayin shel mitzvah is aser. That's what leads to all the discussions. What is yayin shel mitzvah? Kiddush? There's no mitzvah of yayin by kiddush midar raisa. That's what we saw the Tosfos discussed. What exactly is the mitzvah of kiddush midar raisa? It may not be al yayin, or certainly may not be, even if it is al yayin, to drink the yayin. Maybe just have it al hayayin, right? But the point is that in nedarim we have one source for it. In nazir we have a different source for the idea that nedarim or nazirus are chal on a dvar mitzvah. Frek Tosfos v'tema trei kroy lamali ha'iskush nedarim or nazirus ha'adad. We always compare Nedarim and Nazirus to each other. We learn the halachos from one to the other. So why do I need separate limudim by Nedarim and Nazirus respectively to teach me that it's chal even on a dvar mitzvah? Shouldn't it be obvious that it's chal on a dvar mitzvah once I have one source? By one of them I can learn to the other. So says Tosos. Now before we get Tosos' answer, the Poros Yosef gives a different answer in the back of the Gemara. The Poros Yosef says, no, the reason why we don't learn it, we don't leave it to one pasuk, is because not only are we makish nedarim to nazirus, because we're also makish nedarim to shavuos. And if that's the case, we would wonder, should we be makish nedarim to the nazirus or to the shavuos over here? That by the nazirus, you're right, nazirus is going to be chalam dvar mitzvah, shavuos is not. So what would I say by nedarim? Should I compare it to nazirus or should I compare it to shavuos? And that's why you need the separate limud by nedarim. And he says, don't tell me that, no, I would have known that also, that I should of course compare it to Nazirus, because l'chumra makshina and l'kula lo makshina, and whenever you have the choice to be makish in one direction or the other, you should be makish l'chumra. He says, it's not really necessarily a chumra, because there's a chumra to say that it's not chal on a mitzvah also, because now you're mechuyiv l'kayim as a mitzvah. So that's also the chumra. So it's a chumra in each direction. So anyway, so what's Tosfos Teretz? That's Poros Yosef's Teretz. What's Tosfos Teretz? V'yishlom that by Nazirus, you're not only asring yayin mitzvah on yourself, you're asring all yayin on yourself. And therefore, I would say, okay, so that's going to be chal even on a dvar mitzvah. Aval nedarim she'eino oser alav, ela ha-mitzvah, kigon sukkah v'shofar v'lulav u'tfilin, emud lo chayil. But when it comes to nedarim, you're not asring on yourself something that happens to be a dvar rishos also. All you're asring imposing on yourself is the mitzvah, the sukkah, the shofar, the lulav. So I would think that maybe it's not going to be chal in such a case. So why don't you just tell me that it's chal in cases of nedarim and not say by nazir? V'iksiv nedarim have aminu fisha osra mitzvah salav. Av benazir sha'oser atzmo alayayin lo chayil. I would have thought by nedarim it's going to be chal because the emphasis by the nedarim is on the cheftza. Right, it's on the chefza. You're asking the object on you. The mitzvah is on you. So it's not a direct hit on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the object. The mitzvah is on you. As opposed to by Nazirus, where you're osar atzmo al yayin. The isser is on the gavra. It's on the yayin. And you have a mitzvah to drink wine by yayin mitzvah, by situations of yayin mitzvah, whatever those situations might be. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. What's an example of a shvua about yourself and about other people, about shalacherim? You take a shvua that you're going to give something to so-and-so or that you will not give something to so-and-so. My etain, what does it mean you're going to give? Give what? Ilem et tzedakah la'ani. If the shvua is that you're going to give tzedakah to a poor person, mushpav yom meh Sinai. Well, you're ready, mushpav yom meh Sinai, that you're going to give tzedakah to a poor person. Shnemer nason titein lo. Pasuk says you have to give tzedakah. Se'ela matana la'ashir. So it must be that your shvua over here to give must not be about poor people. It's just stam, about giving a matana to even a wealthy person. The Rashba says in the name of Rabbi Seinu at Sarfatim that the Gemara over here is talking about where the Ani is mevakish tzedakah from you. If the Ani doesn't ask you for tzedakah, then we wouldn't say Mushpav Yom Mer Sinai. The mitzvah of tzedakah, the way the Torah tells it to us, is if someone shows up at your doorstep and asks you for tzedakah, then you have a chiyuv to go give him tzedakah. Now midrabanan, they were misakein that there's an additional mitzvah to give meiser, to give a tenth of your money, and to find people to give tzedakah to. But technically, the mitzvah d'oraisa of tzedakah is when someone comes to you and asks you for tzedakah. Now that has a kula and a chumra to say that that's the only mitzvah d'oraisa. The big kula is that midaraisa you wouldn't have to give if there's no ani that presents himself to you. The chumra is that all the rules of how much to give would seem not to apply when a person presents himself to you. The iser of hamvazir zali vazir yosur michomesh, which is a din d'rabanan, not to give more than 20% to tzedakah, according to some. Chafetz Chaim writes in Avos Chesed, may not apply to when someone presents himself to you. That you might have a chiyuv to give anyway, even if you've already given 20% of your money. The Rashba also writes that you have to say that we're talking about nesina muetas, but if a person takes a shvua on a nesina meruba, the shvua is going to be chal because that he's not mechuyev in midaraisa. Midaraisa is not mechuyev in nesina meruba. A person presents himself to you, you have to give him something. You don't have to give him a significant gift. You have to give him something. So that's why so it must be that we're talking about nesina muetas. For instance, the Gemara Maseches Babas or Daf Tes says you give him parnasas lina. You give him enough to be able to sleep tonight. You don't have to give him for more than one day's worth. Now it's true, Deimach Sarah Shayechzar. You have to give him Midar Raisa, whatever he's lacking, but whatever he's lacking that he's going to need for the next 24 hours. Meaning if a person is used to a very fancy lifestyle, is used to eating a steak dinner, you have to give him a steak dinner for today, not a steak dinner for the next, for the next month. So it is limited. So the Rashba says there must be talking about Nesina Muetas if we're going to even approach the idea of Mushpav Yom Mer Sinai. One other important comment of Mitzvah, and then we got to get moving over here a little bit. He points out that the Machne Ephraim, in Sefer Machne Ephraim, he asks, but wait a second, Yachal Lifter Atzmo Kishite in Tzidkas Alani Acher. Who says you have to give tzedakah to this ani? Can't you give it to another ani? You're not chayiv to give tzedakah to every single ani in the world. You're chayiv to give tzedakah. Who says you have to give it to this ani? Now, according to the Rashba, not a kasha at all, because this ani is the one who presented himself to you. So therefore, you are mechuyev to give tzedakah to this ani. Machna Ephraim must be assuming that we're talking about stam. No one presented themselves to you. You're just giving tzedakah. You have a chuyev anyway to give tzedakah. Just and you could choose who you want to give the tzedakah to. So he says, in kain kasha hada hacha mailo chal shvua. Why don't we say that the shvua is chal, where you took a shvua that you're not going to give to ish ploni, and you're not mechuyev to give to ish ploni, you're not mechuyev in Mar Sinai to give to ish ploni. Says in its base, and yes, you are. It could be that we're talking about that the ish ploni is a karov. if the ishplomi is a karov, then there's kedima, there's dine kedima when it comes to tztako. You have to give to first, so your own family comes first. A karov kodem. So therefore, it is you are mushpav yomer to give dafka to that person. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Sheishin v'shloishin. The person takes shvur that he'll sleep and that he won't sleep. Eini vam Rabbi Yochanan shvur shloishin gimel yom malkanos of yashan the altar. If a person takes shvur that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, so we give him malkus and he has to sleep right away because there's no way that a person can go 3 days without sleeping. And over here we're saying you're taking shvur that you're never going to sleep. So hasam damar gimel hachad lamar gimel. No, over there he said 3 days. Over here he didn't say 3 days. It means that you're, and it's understood that it doesn't mean you're never ever going to sleep. It means that you're not going to sleep for as long as you can hold out without sleeping. So that's understood. It means that you're not going to sleep for a little less than 3 days. It's my shvur shazarik ploni tzra liyam vishalo zarik a shvur that so and so threw something or did not throw something into the ocean. Rav amr chayev v'shmuel amr pater. Rav says you're chayev and such shvur. Shmuel says you're pater. Rav amr chayev isay belav hein. Rav is going to say you're chayev because there's a positive and a negative. You could say that he did throw or he didn't throw. Shmuel amr pater leisay belaba. Shmuel says you're pater because that shvur is leisay belaba cannot be said in future tense that so and so will throw. You could say I will throw. But you can't say about what Ploni will do. There's no such thing about a Shvua Laban and something like that. So Lame looked at Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva Kamifundi. Rav and Shmuel seem to be arguing about the exact machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah. Did Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Amarin Chayiv El Ala Asalavo, Shermelara Lehetiv. The Rabbi Shmuel says you're only going to be Chayiv about future events. Amalor Rabbi Kiva, Kane and Liel Dvarm Shesh Ben Aravatav, Dvarm Shem Ben Aravatav Minayin. So Rabbi Kiva says, well, then if you're going to say that you're only going to be Chayiv on future events, you should also limit it and say that you're only going to be Chayiv on things that can be in the positive and the negative. So Rabbi Shmuel says, no, I get that from the Rebbe Akasov, that it could be even on things that aren't a positive and a negative. Rebbe Akasov Lekach. So Rabbi Kiva says, well, if the Rebbe Akasov is good enough to include things that are not both, that don't have a flip side, it should be good enough to include things that are past events as well. So Rav da Amar Rebbe Akiva, Rav who says that you're chayiv because isay belav hein, that it has a flip side, it has a positive and a negative, is exactly like Rabbi Akiva. Ushmuel adam Rabbi Shmuel, and Shmuel's gone like Rabbi Shmuel because Shmuel, who said over here that you're pater because it's leisay belahaba, is going exactly like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that it has to be something that's a future event. Lahara ulahetiv can't be something about a past event. Says Gemara, no. Alib to Rabbi Shmuel kliyam lo pligi. Now, according to Rabbi Shmuel, of course, everyone over here is going to say you're pater because Rabbi Shmuel says the hashem milsa di isay belahaba lo mechayev ala Rabbi Shmuel. Even if it's something that's possible to be on the future, Rabbi Shmuel is going to say that your putter, if it in fact was a shvua about the past, even if there's a way to formulate it on the future, so milsa delaysa b'labami bayi, something that's not even possible to formulate it in a future sense, like you're taking a shvua about someone else when they ate, where it's impossible to say someone else will eat, will throw, will do. It's impossible to formulate in the future sense. Of course, Rabbi Shmuel would say such a shvua is not chal. Every amora would agree that that's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Kipligi alibid Rabbi Akiva, Rav Rabbi Akiva. They're arguing within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. So Rav lines up beautifully with Rabbi Akiva. Shmuel Amar and Shmuel would say, Ad kan l'mechayev Rabbi Akiva hasum l'sha'avar el milsa di isi b'laba mechayev Rabbi Akiva l'sha'avar av mitzin t'las b'laba lo. Rabbi Akiva is only going to say you're chayev on past tense things. On past tense things when there's the potential that they could have been formulated in the future tense, but things that could not have been formulated in the future tense, you're not going to be chayiv even when they are past tense. So lema b'plukta the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh Rabban kamifli. Maybe they're arguing in the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh and the Rabban and ditna nishval vatal mitzvah b'tel pater. Person takes a shvua to be mevatel mitzvah and he's not mevatel the mitzvah. He's pater. L'kayim es a mitzvah v'lokiyim. He takes a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah and he's not mekayim it. Pater. Shayu b'din shayu chayiv k'div Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh. Now he should have been chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh. Dam Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh uma im harishu sheino mashpal le me'ar Sinai. Harei chayiv aleha mitzvah mashpal le me'ar Sinai and din shayu chayiv aleha. If on a dvar rishus, which you were never commanded in beforehand, you're going to be chayavan on a dvar mitzvah that you've been commanded in your entire life. Of course, you should be chayavan. Amar lo, lo, mamarta b'shvuas harishus, shekein asa balav kehein. By shvuas harishus, the negative is the same as the positive. It says la rao lehetiv. So you can apply it in both the negative and the positive, and either way will work on a dvar rishus. You could say, I will eat pizza today, I won't eat pizza today. There's nothing wrong with either side. Tomer b'shvuas mitzvah. So granted, you're going to take a shvuah that I'm going to put on tefillin today. A shvuas mitzvah shekein lo asabal lav kehein. But there is no lav kehein by shvuas mitzvah. Because you can't say, I won't put on tefillin today. Name a Rav Damak Rabbi Duma Maseira, Shmuel Damak Rabbanan. So Rav lines up exactly with Rabbi Duma Maseira, and Shmuel lines up exactly with Rabbanan. So says Gemara, no. Ali b'der Rabbi Duma Maseira, kuli amlo pligi, hashla lav kehein lo bayi, lahaba l'sha'avar bayi. That according to Rabbi Duma Maseira, there's nothing to argue about. Rabbi Duma Maseira doesn't even require that it be b'la v'hein. Of course, he doesn't require that it should be lahaba l'sha'avar, that it should have to be something that could be in both a past tense and a future tense. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is ali b'der Rabbanan, Shmuel k'Rabbanan. Shmuel, as we said, lines up beautifully with the Rabbanan. And Rav also is fitting him in with the Rabbanan. V'Rav kilo mechayvi Rabbanan b'la v'hein d'chsiv laharav lehetiv. Rav will say, when do the Rabbanan say you're not going to be chayiv? If it's not something that's isay b'la v'hein, that you could have taken a shvua for the positive or the negative, because it says in the pasuk laharav lehetiv behedya. But just because something can't be formulated in the past tense and the future tense does not mean that you're not gonna be chayiv, because after all, the idea that it needs to be both past and future tense is not explicit in the pasuk. That comes from ribuyim in the pasuk, and therefore that's not going to be a problem. Just a few more lines. Masram nuna lo achalti ayom lo nachti tefillin ayom ashbiach ani v'amaramein. A guy says lo achalti ayom lo nachti tefillin. Someone says, oh yeah, you take a shvua to that. He says, amen. Chayiv. So he's chayiv on such a shvua. Bishlam lo achalti isay b'lo ochal. Elo lo hinachti mi isay b'lo aniach. So I understand lo achalti. That's isay b'la v'hein. Because you could say that I didn't eat and I will not eat. Right, but lo hinachti, can you say I will not put on tefillin? So humosav lo v'humafarikla. You could say I did not, but can you say I will not? So humosav lo v'humafarikla. Let's study in katani. Lo achalti l'karban. Lo hinachti l'malkos. In a chinami, if you say lo hinachti, you're not going to be chayiv a karban, because the karban is only when it's something that's going to be bila haba and lisha avar. But so lo hinachti is enough, though, if you lied about that and you took a shvur that lo hinachti, it is enough to be mechayiv you malchus. Okay, a little bit behind. I'll try to catch up tomorrow.